Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Amen. Liberia's greatest amen. That God bless you. It's a great joy to be with you, to show everyone here, everyone there, everyone in our great country, Liberia, everyone all over the world, that there is a way of escape, and that you will discover that way of escape. Not only discover, tonight you escape. I escape. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Great God, loving God, merciful God, a God that will always remember his own. Lord, we pray tonight as you show us the way, everyone without exception, here and there, everywhere, will take this revealed way of escape in Jesus' name. Bless us tonight and grant us open heaven, that we will receive everything Christ, your only begotten Son, our dear Savior, what he provided on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight, as we begin this great GCK, I'm talking to you on grace for the great escape by faith. The central thing there is escape. The Lord has made a way for us to escape. By our strength? No. By our own efforts, trials? No. By our personal knowledge and resources? No. By the grace of God. Grace for great escape. How does that grace get to us? That we escape fully and completely and permanently by faith in Christ. Grace for the great escape by faith. In Genesis chapter 6, there was a challenge. Destruction, devastation, death, both death at the present time and total separation from God for all eternity was coming upon the generations that had lived up to that time. Yet somebody escaped. A family escaped. How? By grace. We're told the beginning of the Bible, Genesis, it was by grace. When we come to the New Testament, it emphasizes the faith that got Noah and the family out of that death, out of that destruction, out of that damnation. Grace for the great escape by faith. We're looking at Genesis chapter 6. I'm reading from verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's how he escaped. Noah found grace. The people that believed the message of righteousness he had been proclaiming to them for years, his own family, they believed. Because they believed, they received. And they had that same grace that made them escape from the judgment and get into being justified by the Lord. And Noah found grace. As you are here tonight, this is what you will find. You will find grace, because except you find grace, the works of your hands are not enough to make you escape the present danger, the future danger, the judgment now upon all on earth sinners. But it's only grace, not by your works. Your tears, your crying, your fasting, your rolling on the ground, your religion, whatever religion, Christianity in quotes included, your religion, which is by your personal effort, cannot make you escape, only by grace. All your good works, I've done this, I've done that, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Every good thing you could do to other people, all those things wrapped together, summed together, added together, cannot make you escape. Just one word in the life of Noah, just one word in your life and tonight, that word is grace. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord since the time of Noah until this time. Everyone that has been able to escape the judgment of God, the damnation of judgment, everyone has been able to escape only by grace. And it was a flood at his time that brought the judgment. That is, the flood came upon the whole earth, and he escaped that flood. Since that time, there have been floods and floods, but not the flood of water, not the flood of the ocean, not the flood of seas coming into our communities and drowning everyone. The flood of sickness, the flood of suffering, all that has been coming all over the world, as in the past, so in the present. The only way of escape is through the grace of God. At the end of history, coming almost to the end, there's going to be a flood of tribulation, a flood of trauma, a flood of trouble that will come upon everyone on the face of the earth. And again, to escape the tribulation to come, the trauma that is coming, to escape all the suffering that will be coming just before the second coming of Christ, to escape, again, it is by grace through faith. Look at Hebrews now, chapter 11, reading from verse 5. Hebrews 11, verse 5. It says in verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. The sentence of death was upon everyone from the time of Adam and Eve. And that sentence came on the whole universe, on the whole earth, because it says, dust thou art, and to dust you return. And it started with Adam, Eve, Cain, Abel, everyone. Even Methuselah that lived so long, that sentence cut off on him. But there was one man that escaped, and he escaped that sentence of death. And thank God, your way of escape is here tonight.
Amen.
We're told about this man, Enoch, that he was translated. He was made to change place and position. He escaped the death, that he should not see death. And he was not found, because God had translated him. Then it says, for before his translation, before the day, before the time, before the effect of his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And your life will please God.
Amen.
Your response to his provision will please God in Jesus' name. And then we're told in verse 6. It says in verse 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. The grace comes, and then your heart of faith, trust, confidence in God, you take hold of that provision that God effected on the cross of Calvary. As it was there, so it is now, and so it will ever be, that anyone that will receive the grace of God to escape, he will have to believe in God, because without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. You are coming to God tonight. And when you come, you have to believe. That's faith. You trust him. He gave you the promise. He cannot fail. You believe in him. He gave the promise. And because he gave the promise, he, as a faithful God, he, as the one who honors faith, he will honor your faith. And as you come, you will escape the great damnation, the great judgment, and the great sentence upon all humanity, men and women of sin. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that believeth, he that cometh to God, must, not me, must. It's compulsory that the grace he gives, we act in faith, we respond in faith, we come to him in faith, must believe that he is God, always God, that he is merciful, that he is compassionate, that he is the God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. As you come, you must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. He will reward your faith tonight. He will reward you with salvation. He will reward you with forgiveness. He will reward you with the grace that changes and transforms your life. That he is a rewarder. If you are sick, he'll bring the reward. He'll bring healing. He'll bring health. If you are bound, he will bring deliverance and dominion. You will overcome all the bondage of your life in Jesus' name. A rewarder of them that diligently, wholeheartedly, sincerely, faithfully seek him. And now he gives us about Noah. Look at verse 7. In verse 7 it says, by faith Noah, We read in Genesis chapter 6 verse 8, grace. Noah found grace in the sight of God. And since God has not changed, and he remains the same yesterday, today, and forever, grace is now available to everyone. All the grace that Noah had, that grace is available for you. Say good amen.
Amen.
And now, how did Noah get that grace? Receive that grace. How did Noah appropriate that grace? By faith. Faith, faith. Trust in God. Believe in God that what he said is true, and that what he offers, once you come to him, you will receive. It says, by grace, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Things not seen as yet. A flood was coming. The flood, such a flood that will cover the whole earth, had never been from the beginning of creation until that time. And God warned him, and he, in his heart, he believed God cannot lie. Even though we've not seen it yet, God said it will happen. And even though there's no way to feel it yet, God said it will happen. And because he accepted God at face value, faithful, truthful, cannot lie, he believed what he had not seen. That's how the grace came into his life. And then it says he moved with fear. Now, that fear is actually an expression of his faith. Judgment is coming. He moved with fear because he believed judgment was coming. The flood was coming. He moved with fear so that he will not drown in the flood. Actually, he believed that what God had said, God was going to do. I just told you from the Bible that at the end of time, a flood of tribulation is coming, and the Antichrist will be there compelling everybody, do this, do this. And once you're obedient to him, you have the mark of the beast. A flood of tribulation will come. The people who believe God will fear, and they will escape before that time. Tonight, you will escape.
Yeah.
And so he moved with fear. Not the fear that paralyzes us, the fear that makes us take action. Not the fear that closes our eyes, the fear that opens our eyes to see God has said it and he will do it. And that brings the faith. And because of that, what God told him, he prepared an ark for the saving of his house. It's not the fear that says, okay, what will happen? Let it happen. It's an active fear that leads to an active faith. Obedience unto the Lord. The faith we're talking about, it's not the faith that folds the hand. It's not the faith that shuts the eyes. It's not the faith that acts in disobedience. It's the faith that says God demands repentance and repent. God demands leaning on him completely for my salvation, and I do. And so we're told he prepared an ark of save, that saved his house. For the which he condemned the world, because the world was of unbelief. And our faith condemns the unbelief of the world. Our faith condemns the unbelief of religious church-going people who only go to church. But the warning to escape the judgment to come, they will not do anything about that. But thank God tonight, we hear, and there, everyone listening, were people of faith. I am a person of faith. So he condemned the world because now he had righteousness, which is by faith. Have you noticed something there? The beginning of that sentence, by faith. Have you noticed the end of that verse, by faith? It's telling us the beginning, the end, even the middle, all through the way, all by faith. There's no room for just a quiet, non-active attitude. If we're going to escape at the beginning, escaping the judgment announced all over the world by faith. If we're going to keep on escaping by faith, and if at the very end you're going to escape, the same active faith, the same trusting faith, the same confident faith, the same obedient faith. That's why tonight we're looking at this important subject for you, for me, for all. Grace for the great escape by faith. Amen. Amen. Three things we're going to look at very quickly. Number one, is the godlessness were great evil without fear. You see, the people at that time, the people at the time of Noah, and Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the time of the coming of the Son of Man, of Jesus Christ. That means that same attitude, that same lifestyle, that same rebellion against the Creator God of heaven, it continues until today. And there is the godlessness with great evil without fear. There's no fear of future judgment. There's no fear of the God that sees everything that happens today. And people live, they may be religious, they're still godless. They may hold a copy of the holy book, they're still godless. They may do some ritualistic worship, they're still godless. And that is what brought the flood. And Jesus said, that is what will bring the flood of judgment, the flood of the great tribulation at the end of time. Number one, godlessness of great evil without fear. Number two is grace for great escape from the flood. Grace. That grace is still available today. Yes. For you. Yes. For you. Yes. For me. Yes. Until the end of time. Until the last soul comes out of sin and comes to the Savior, that grace is always there. And tonight, the grace is here. For you, the grace is here. That whatever godlessness had been in your life, welcome. The grace of God will meet you here today. Grace for great escape from the flood. Look at number three here. Number three here is goodness with great establishment in the faith. The Lord will establish you in the faith. And the goodness of God for your body, for your soul, for your spirit, for your loved ones, and for our dear country here, the goodness of God will be manifested in Jesus' name. Goodness without any mixture of anything bad. Goodness without pain. Goodness without punishment. Goodness without any evil thing happening to you. 100% goodness for your life. As you believe in the Lord, because it is with great establishment in the faith. Let's look at number one. Number one, we're looking at godlessness with great evil without fear. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, and God saw. Remember, God is still the same. And God saw. Those people thought God has created us, we are by ourselves. God has gone home. He doesn't see anything. Our people are violent against each other. God has gone home. Doesn't see anything. He manages his home in heaven, and we manage everything here on earth. They did not know that every word God can hear, every act God can see, every thought God can tell. And it says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Now, when God created the earth, all he wanted, when he put us here, he put man here. He's saying, I can't collect money from you. All the reward I need for creating the earth, creating the vegetation, creating the ocean and the sea, giving you the water, giving you the air, and giving you the solid ground to step on and to build on. It says, I don't want to collect anything from you as what you pay for the house, for the land, for the situation where you are, that I've given to you. But what I want from you is obedience to my word. That's all. That's all we pay back for everything he has done. But the people did not even think of what the Lord has done for them, what the Lord has given to them. And instead of obeying the Lord, instead of believing the Lord, instead of acting in line with his expectation, it says God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Wickedness great in its evaluation, great in its consequence, great in the suffering they caused other people, great in their outrageous rebellion against the Almighty, against the great God. I want you to understand that when we say something is small, it's small in relation to the person by your side over there. Well, he's a small person and I do this small thing. So you evaluate what I'm doing is small. But as the person you do it against is great, greater, greater, greatest, what appears small, the insult that appears small, the disobedience that appears small, the rebellion that appears small, because you do it against a great God, higher than the highest. That thing you call small becomes great, as they were all guilty of the great wickedness. So all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we have all offended the great God. And because we have offended the great God, the mighty God, the eternal God, everything we have done that small, only a small kind of violence, only a small kind of rebellion, only a small kind of disobedience, only a small kind of evil. But because that thing you call small is done, is perpetrated against the great God of heaven, all sins are great in his sight. And that's what he did. It says, God saw that the wickedness of men was great on the earth. On the earth. They did it on earth, but are doing it against heaven. That's why the prodigal son, when he came back, at the beginning, he thought, this is a small sin against my earthly father. When he came back, he came to himself. He realized, I have sinned against heaven and against you. What you've done, the godlessness that God marks here on earth, that godlessness is against heaven and against the people here on earth. And it says, and that every imagination of the thoughts of their hearts was only evil continually. Even the imaginations of their heart. The man said, I've not done it. I only imagined and planned to do it. He already takes the thought for the deed. If you had the chance, if you had the opportunity, you would have done it. And so the imagination of the thought of the heart was, number one, evil. Number two, only evil. They didn't even know how to do a little bit of good, a little bit of evil. Everything was only evil, from the thought to the heart, to the habit, to the action, to the lifestyle. That's what God found. And that is the reason he brought judgment. That is the reason he's going to bring judgment at the end of days, at the end of your time, except you run and you flee from the judgment to come, and you have the grace of God. Number one, it was evil. Number two, it was only evil. Number three, it was continually evil. Continually evil. They did it yesterday, they do it today, and if they are not saved, they'll do it tomorrow. That is the reason why the judgment came upon the world. And that is the reason why judgment is still coming. Moses spoke about it. Judgment will come. David spoke about it. Judgment will come. Isaiah spoke about it. Judgment will come when Christ came. He spoke about it. The day is coming when God will judge all the unrighteousness of men. John the Baptist spoke about it. He said, there is the judgment, the damnation to come. Paul the Apostle spoke about it. He has appointed a day in the which all the righteousness of man will be judged. We'll see it in Genesis, judgment. If you read Revelation, judgment is coming. And so, and it's because of the evil, only evil, continual evil of man. Look at this in verse 6. It tells us now in verse 6, and it repented him, it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. He regretted because he wanted man and woman, men and women, to have his nature, to love him, to please him, and to walk in the way that he had ordained. How regrettable God was that he had made man, thinking they'll follow me, they'll be like me, they'll love what I love, they'll hate what I hate, they'll run away from what I do not want them to do. But they did the opposite, and then you see, it grieved him at his heart. Look at verse 7. In verse 7, it says, and the Lord said, I will destroy man that I have created. I'll separate him from me. He's not willing to please me, and so there's no point making him stay there, annoying the Lord, irritating the Lord. Only they add a work, they add a pursuit, they add a passion that they will do evil, only evil, continual evil. But in the midst of that declaration, mercy is now available. Grace is now available. The compassion of the Lord and the love of the Lord is now available. For who? I said, for who? Amen in your life today. That amen means affirmation. That God affirms. That the grace of God, affirmation, will be for you today. That amen means assurance. We're sure. Beyond any shadow of doubt, there's an amen of assurance in your life. Grace is coming. Grace is coming. I said, grace is coming. Assurance, affirmation in your life. Amen. Accomplishment in your life. He will do it. You'll be the carrier of the grace of God even tonight in Jesus' name. Look at number two there. Number two, we're looking at grace for great escape from the flood. Grace for great escape from the flood. Eventually, what Noah had been announcing, the flood is coming, judgment is coming, sudden death is coming, damnation is coming. Eventually, it seemed far away at the beginning, just like now, the end of the world seems far away. The time of the great tribulation is far away, appears far away. The time of the final judgment, the great white throne judgment, when all the world will appear before the Almighty, and the books will be open, and everything, those who are not saved, what they have done, what they had said, what they had planned, everything will be read out and will be shown to the whole universe. That day, that time of that final judgment appears far away. And that's what people think. Let me do it now. Judgment day is still far. Eventually, the flood that Noah had been announced, it's coming. Finally, it came. And those who have not found grace, the grace was there. Those who have not taken the grace of God to themselves, eventually Noah entered the ark. The ark of salvation. The ark of safety. You will enter tonight. And those people that have been saying, not today, another day. Not this time, another time. Not this week, another week. Another week called for another week. Another month called for another month. Those who delay, eventually the day came. Those who found grace entered into the ark of safety, security. And those who are not now, not today, not this moment, not this week, not this year, I'm still young, I'll find another time the flood came on them. I pray the flood will not come on you like that. But grace, grace, grace for the great escape from the flood. In Genesis chapter 6, we're looking at verse 8 again. But Noah found grace. If you've been looking for something, grace. It's like you're looking for a bunch of keys. There is a moment you find it and take it. Not that you're trying to find it over a long period of time. The moment you find it, that is a moment. You found the keys. If you're looking for, you know, whatever good thing, you might have been looking and looking and looking and searching. But a moment comes that now God brings you in contact with that thing you're looking for, and it's an instantaneous thing. When you find grace, the grace for salvation, it is an instantaneous thing that you find. The grace for forgiveness, moment of time. The grace for salvation, at a moment of time. The grace for a transformation, a turning around, at a moment of time. And tonight is that moment for you. You'll not push it away anymore. You'll not be dragging your feet anymore. The joy of salvation for this very moment you find in Jesus' name. But Noah found grace. Of all the things that Noah ever found in life, this was the greatest. Were there school certificates at that time? Somehow. And if he found, because he had the knowledge to build the ark, he had the knowledge to secure the ark. He had some form of knowledge. All the certificates he found to be able to build, to be able to establish anything, of everything Noah ever found in life, this was the greatest. Did he have some resources? Of course, of course. He had to have resources to get all the wood, the gopher woods from here and there, put everything together, employ those people. He couldn't have done that all by himself. All the resources he had, all the money he had found, all the favor he had found. This was the greatest of anything you have in life. Of anything you could have found in life. Have you found a job? Great. But this grace is the greatest you can ever find. Have you found money? Job? Certificate? Good. Of anything you have got, anything you have found, here is the greatest. All those other things you found will not take you from earth to heaven. All those things you have found will not take you from sin to salvation. All those things you have found will not give you peace of mind, permanent, perfect, perpetual. But the greatest thing Noah found was the grace of God. And tonight you'll find this greatest of all gifts of God in Jesus' name. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know, if you read your Bible, somebody will come to a rich man. Here is my need. If I found grace in your sight, can you help me? If you've read your Bible, somebody will come to a king and say, please, look at my predicament. Look at this. Look at it. If I find grace in your sight, somebody is sick and desperately he needs healing. He comes to somebody who thinks can help. If I found grace in your sight, can you please treat me, heal me of all the people that Noah could have approached, and he found grace in their sight. Those who walked on his field find grace in their sight, and those who assisted him find grace in their sight of all that Noah could ever expect any good thing from. The Lord's grace and the Lord's favor is the very greatest. And tonight, this greatest of all favors is coming upon your life. So don't be satisfied. Already I found grace in the eyes of the king. I found grace in the eyes of that rich man. I found grace in the sight of that honored woman. The greatest grace, the greatest personality you can find grace from is the Lord, and the grace available for you today. But Noah found grace. You see the beginning of that sentence, but that means the people before that but didn't find grace. The people, active people, great people, before that word but, they didn't find the grace. And Noah found what the rest of the world did not find. And tonight, as you come to the very presence of the Almighty God, you'll find what millions of people all over the world has not found. Amen. Grace. Amen. Mercy. Amen. Love. Amen. Salvation. Amen. But not found grace in the sight, in the eyes of the Lord. Look at verse 22. In verse 22, it says, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Why? Did God show him that grace? If Lord is coming, yes, Lord, I believe. All the earth will be drowned in that deluge. Lord, I believe. Build an ark of this size. Yes, Lord, I do. The people that say, yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I receive. Yes, Lord, I do. And did do according as the Almighty has commanded. Those are the people, they find grace. And you are one of them tonight. Yeah. Repent. Yes, Lord, I do. Believe. Yes, Lord, I do. Receive. Yes, Lord, I do. The grace of God will not miss such a person. And the grace of God will not miss you tonight. It's coming your way. Grace, I said it's coming your way. Number three is goodness with great establishment in the faith. Goodness. The goodness of God is upon your life. When we say goodness, that means Every good thing will locate you right there tonight. Forgiveness is good. Every good thing will locate you right there tonight. Salvation and the joy of salvation is good. It locates you there tonight. Healing, you remember how Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good, healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Healing is good. Healing will locate you there tonight. Miracle. Miracle is good. Miracle will locate you there tonight. Goodness with great establishment. When God gives his goodness, he establishes us in that goodness. Good salvation, he'll establish you in that good salvation. Good healing, he'll establish you in that good healing. Deliverance, dominion, power, authority. God, tonight, as you come, you escape, then you are established in that good thing in Jesus' name. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord tonight will be saved. Tonight will be healed. Tonight will be delivered. Tonight will be blessed. The blessings of the Lord and his goodness establish your life tonight in the faith. In the faith. In the faith. You see, let's say there's a house, and in that house you have all good things. Anything you wish, anything you want, anything you desire, anything you are asking for is in that house. As long as you are outside that house, you might even be seeing the good things, and you're seeing all other people that enter into that house and they're getting the good thing. As long as you are outside, you might be seen, but you will not have. It is when you enter, and I call upon you tonight, enter. The kingdom has all the good things you ever wished for in your life. Enter. As you enter, that's where you are born again. As you enter, that's where your sins are forgiven. As you enter, that's how you are saved. As you enter, that's how your name is written in the book of life in heaven. As you enter, that's how you have healing. As you enter, that's how you have health. As you enter, that's how you have deliverance. As you enter, that's how you have dominion. Everything is inside that house. But you must enter. I will enter. They cannot be saved who do not enter to the kingdom of God by repentance and faith. They cannot be healed except they enter into the arena, into the realm, into the kingdom of the King of Kings, who is our healer. How can they be delivered from the chains and the shackles of Satan if they do not enter? Tonight, you enter. Look at Romans chapter 2, and we're reading from verse 4. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. It says, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness," the riches, the abundance of his goodness, the distribution of his goodness, the giving of his goodness. I already told you, in that goodness, salvation, healing, health, deliverance, dominion, power, authority, freedom, the riches of his goodness, not for the and the forbearance and the long suffering not knowing, not thinking, not accepting that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. It's the goodness of God that leads us to the promise of life eternal, that leads us to the provision of redemption. It's the goodness of God that leads us into the provision and the power of his renewal. Tonight, the Lord will save and redeem everyone that comes to him in Jesus' name. Yeah. And as you enter into the kingdom of God, as you enter into the provision of God, everything good is waiting for you. Yeah. Beginning with the forgiveness of your sin, and then moving on to total freedom and to healing and to deliverance and to dominion and every good offer of God from heaven upon your life tonight. Yes. Upon my life tonight. Yes. Upon my life tonight. Yes. But you have to repent of, throw away from your life the godlessness or the evil that you've been doing in the past without any fear of God. And then come, after dropping the godlessness, you come into the grace of God, and goodness will come upon your life. Am I talking about somebody there? God bless you. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Here is your moment. Here is your chance. Here is your privilege. Privilege of being forgiven. Privilege of having the salvation of the Lord. Privilege of all the good things Calvary has provided for you. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Anywhere you are in this large stadium or outside, anywhere you are, any part of the world, and we're connected together. And now you are connecting with Christ the Savior. You want to abandon all the evil, all the corruption, all the sins, all the imagination and the thought of evil. And you say, I abandon them. I repent of them. I reject them. And I come to Christ as my Savior now. Anywhere you are, you raise up your hand. Thank you on the right hand side. Thank you in my front here. Thank you by my left hand there. Raise up your hand and say, yes, Lord, I abandon, I quit, I turn away, I repent of all those sinful acts, of all those evil things, and I come for the grace that brings salvation, the grace that brings forgiveness, the grace that brings freedom, the grace that brings new life, eternal life. Anywhere you are, raise up that hand. God bless you there. God bless you there. If you're raising up your hand, you will stand up. This is your chance. This is your moment. Rise up right now. But remember, the things that grieved God in your life, the sin that grieved God in your life, the rebellion that grieved God in your life, you feel sorry for them. You turn away from them. you repent completely from them. And you say, Lord, I come for your mercy. I come because of your love. I come for grace available for me. You stand up. You tell the Lord, Lord, I come. Your charity will not do. You have to repent. My good works, that will not do. You have to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell him, Lord, here I come. Because I know the goodness of salvation is available. The goodness, the riches of his goodness, the forgiveness available, the freedom available, new life in Christ available. Lord, I come. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be forgiven, shall be saved, shall be set free. Lord, I come. It's only then you will escape the judgment of God. There's judgment for sin. So as you come, turn away from sin and turn to the Lord, you will escape the judgment already pronounced on all sinners in all nations all over the world. Tell him now, Lord, I believe, and so I receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Keep on standing with your heart all given and surrendered unto God. Father, we thank you for your grace. Your grace that plants salvation. Your love that makes forgiveness, freedom available for everyone that will come out of sin, out of darkness, out of evil, out of corruption, and come to receive the mercy, the compassion, the love, the grace you offer. I pray for everyone who has realized and they come out in order to come in. Forgiveness for every one of them in Jesus' name. Amen. Freedom from sin. Freedom from guilt. Freedom from condemnation. Grant unto them in Jesus' name. Amen. Salvation today. Salvation tomorrow. Salvation till we see you face to face. Establish every one of them in that salvation in Jesus' name. In your love, in your mercy, in your compassion, write their names in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for the people here. Thank you, Lord, for the people there. Thank you, Lord, for everyone who has come into the kingdom at this time. Establish them in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless every one of you. Our counselors will come now. And they reach you where you are. We're taking some details. We'll call on our national overseer here in Liberia to help us at this time. I'm sure if you need light, there's light on your phone right there. And we'll wait for you. After this is done, then we'll come. There'll be the time for escape, from every sickness, every disease, and every satanic affliction and attack in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Our counselors, please move around and start giving them the decision card. Let them write their names if they know how to write. If they don't know how to write, help them. Move around, and where there is no light, enough illumination, make use of the light in your phone, in your handset. We will see to that later on. So, write the names, the address, and also the telephone number. Please give them your actual name, your telephone number. Now that we have escaped from all forms of godlessness, let's not tell any lie. Don't give your nickname, give your real name. And as you are doing this, the rest of us, we are praying that tonight, whatever we need to escape from, as we have all escaped from sin and iniquity and godlessness, we will escape from all other negativities of life, as we are prayed for the anointed servant of the Lord. Keep on praying for yourself while others are giving their names and filling the decision cards. You bow down your heads and pray and ask God what you will tonight. What you don't want to stay in your life. The breakthrough that you wish for. Your desires, your ambitions. Our counselors, please take the names down and all the particulars. And as you are doing that, you just wave to us. Our supervisors, please go around and start collecting the cards. The covered seat on my left, the covered seat right in front of me, and the front and all the sides where we do not have enough illumination. Let's go there and collect the cards now. Supervisors, take the baskets and collect and take everything down to the collation center for instant collation. Thank you very much. Those of us on my right, my left hand side, the covered seat. God bless you for rounding off now. Some are praying already. They are praying because they don't want anything to still remain tonight in their lives that they do not want. The rest of us, please, our counselors, as soon as we finish with one convert, move to another convert and hand over the decision card to our supervisors. Let the supervisors remember, put everything in the baskets and take them to the collation center straight away for compilation, for collation, and for entry into the database. Some are praying already. God bless you, our counselors. My right, let the ushers there also find out for us if all those converts who stood up have been attended to. And all our supervisors, please move around and start collecting the cards. The counseling chairman, chief supervisor, please. Let's do what we ought to do and what we are trained to do. If any supervisor on my left hand there, the covered seat, if you have finished the assignment there, move to the next until all the converts are attended to. Far away there under the covered seat, please, counselors, make sure you pass through all those who are there and be sure that the cards are filled properly. The rest of us who are expecting great things from the Lord, we can start praying now. If you have anything you want to escape from tonight, after you have settled the issue of sin and godlessness, the man of God is coming to pray, and the prayer will open for you the way to escape. You will testify tonight. People are praying already. Our supervisors, please start collecting the cards if they have been filled properly. Lift up the basket so they can see and take everything to the collation center. All counselors should not forget, you are waiting behind tonight to sort out the cards. All counselors, from the chairman to all the workers, we are waiting tonight to sort out all the cards. Thank you very much for collecting the cards, filling the cards and collecting them back to the collation center. If we are done on my right hand side, can the supervisor there wave to me? Wave the flag to me, or wave your hand, whichever you have. I'm sure you have a hand. Wave it so we can know all the converts there have been addressed, have been attended to. The center file in the front there. All our counselors, return the cards now. There will be a lunch hour with Jesus tomorrow at 2 o'clock under the basement there. The hall under the basement, 2 o'clock. Our Father and the Lord, the convener of GCK, has wonderful gifts for you. You will receive one booklet free of charge and some tracts in a package. that will help you to grow and never to go back into bondage of sin, of sicknesses, and of satanic manipulation. That book is titled Growing in Christ, free for any one of you that attends tomorrow's lunch hour with Jesus at 2 o'clock under this basement before the crusade starts in the evening. The free booklet and tracts are for you. Free. 2 o'clock lunch hour with Jesus. You come in to eat with the Lord. You won't go back home empty in Jesus' name. And as we are collecting the cards tomorrow morning, praise the Lord. Tomorrow morning we have the ministers' conference starting tomorrow morning. 7:45, we are here. All ministers and all professionals and all believers, all those who have registered, we aren't going to wait for you because this is a global event. The whole world is hooked to Monrovia. Therefore, we have to be mindful of differences in time zones. Don't be late. 7:45 tomorrow morning. All ministers. Take note, 6:45 to 7 o'clock in the morning. 6:45 to 7. We must be here. In our own time zone, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. So please, let's come early and keep on praying. By 6 o'clock, 6:30, we are already set for the unlimited power for life and ministry. Some people are praying already. They are so eager to go home tonight with a miracle. That's why they are praying so hard. Supervisors, I hope all the cards have been collected now. And you can take them to your collation center. You sort them out and start entering them into your database. Everybody stand on your feet now. Amen.
Amen. The great escape from sickness. Amen. From disease. From infirmity. From satanic bondage. The moment we mention the name of Jesus, that moment you escape. You escape out of that wheelchair. You escape out of that blindness. You escape out of that infirmity in your body, insanity in your brain. The great power of the Lord that grants you the power to escape comes upon your life right now. Where are you? You raise up one hand and you lay the other hand on yourself. This is your moment. This is your day of total healing, deliverance, power. You raise up one hand, you lay the other hand where you have the challenge. You hear the name of Jesus, you escape immediately. Father, in Jesus' name, we come for your miracle of mercy, miracle of love, miracle by grace, in Jesus' name. As you are the unchanging God of heaven, Lord, our own unchanging healer and deliverer, I pray your mighty power to deliver everyone, heal everyone, set everyone free. Let it come on everyone now in Jesus' name. Escape. Total escape. Complete escape upon everyone in Jesus' name. The hand of the Lord is upon you now. Escape from that insanity. Escape from that blindness. Escape from the dumbness and the deafness in Jesus' name. Escape from all the swelling bandage in your life. And Lord, I pray everyone without exception, touch them now. Heal them now. Deliver them now. Set them free by your mighty power. On my right hand side, escape. On my left hand side, escape. In front of me, far to the back, escape. Online, everywhere, escape in Jesus' name. By grace, through faith, we receive. We receive. We receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done in Jesus' name. Manifestation, demonstration everywhere now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It's done. It's done. You are healed already. Wherever you are, check up yourself. Do what you are not able to do before. If you couldn't stand before, get up from that wheelchair because you have escaped already. If you are blind, open your eyes. You can see. Anywhere there was swelling, check up. You are healed already. The goodness of God be upon you all. Amen.